We flipped a coin, okay? You and me. You and me. Coin flip is sacred.
Y'all ready for a show today, baby?
No time, baby.
We've been waiting all week for this. This is where it happens right here, man.
We man up, we stand up. We man up, we stand up.
We're all we got.
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 Hit anything that moves. We're playmakers, man. We the best, nothing less.
You don't like this? Trust me, you don't like this.
We're between the white lines. This is football. Welcome to the big league.
I won the toss. I took the football. Got it down their throat.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
Hey, every season is full of defining moments. Let's make this day a defining moment for us in our quest.
Welcome, everybody, to week four of the Coin Flip NFL week four main slate here. We are on a Thursday night, just a little before kickoff of the Dolphins-Bengals, which should be a entertaining game, we hope. We've had a little unusual start to the showdowns of the year. Not only results with who's won, what's won, and how it's won, but the just the game has not been just uberly great to start the season. So hopefully you get a good competitive game. Sounds like Tua and Waddle are going to play. I have been out all day with the real job, so catching up on everything. First and foremost, I want to say thoughts and prayers out to everybody, kind of Fort Myers, that side, all of Florida, really. But I just saw some of the footage of, you know, now that they've, you know, got some video out there, and then some places completely destroyed. So hope everybody stays safe out there. Always a scary thing to go through something like that, or big tornado, all that kind of stuff. If you'd like to join us right now, you can use code COIN, get 20% off, include a 7-day risk-free trial. College football rock and roll. We got a college football game tonight too. Not often we get that. I wonder if they're doing that. And I don't think they would have known though, that just because of the lack of people that may have prime, which is what the Thursday night footballs are. Don't get a lot of Thursday night college games, so, you know, it's fun. Another showdown to go after, but five game slate tomorrow that I know Bobby will have covered, plus the big main slate Saturday. NFL, basketball's, NBA is around the corner. Lots of good things going on. I think it's a UFC pay-per-view this Saturday, but I know UFC is back after a week off, so come join us now if you'd like to. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be doing some giveaways during Thanksgiving week, Black Friday. If you rate and review us, that'll get you into the drawings, as well as subscribe to us on YouTube, like this video. In the comment section, tell me who your favorite wide receiver is, $6,900 or less. That'll get you into that Thanksgiving Day or week drawing. Typical format this week, playbook, favorite stacks, main and mini, two favorite contest lines that I like, whether it be Circa, Super Contest, whatever, or whatever ones you're using there. My upset of the week, survivor of the week, then some prize pick underdog plays to wrap it out. 12-game slate as we have a Sunday morning Vikings versus Saints London game. So if you want to get up and do a little early showdown for that, you can. I still plan on doing my show at the normal time. We can kind of have it on in the background. I'll look to exactly see how that lines up, but I'll have it up. We'll definitely do it before inactive, so we have time to kind of prep and get ready for all that. No double-digit favorites again this week. The Packers are flirting. They're 9.5. Most spots, you can see them go to 10. At home against the Patriots, I don't know if we've gotten word on the Mac Jones injury or not. That would probably make that go up even more if he was out. Four road favorites, not as much as last week, but as we said last week, you know, we had 10 again. And you get things like the Bills being beat, the Chiefs being beat. You know, I said be careful on some of that. So hopefully I'm now down to, I think the guy said top 15% is, or we're at 15% left of the pool. And the big survivor that I do, and it's a massive pool. So hanging on there, we'll see how that goes. There's two games that are around pick'em, plus one, minus one, thrown onto there. But a lot more, there are some, you know, closer spreads, like I mentioned, no double digit, but not as many road favorites as we have. We have some low home favorites, stuff like that. Ownership-wise, the Eagles, Jags, then Lions, Seahawks, clearly, and then a little bit the Cardinals, Panthers, but those first two seem to be not only the highest owned game ownership, but fairly split out among both teams. So you can see a lot of different variety of stacks out of those. Arizona, Carolina is the third game right now. All this can change. Obviously, we'll keep updating throughout the weekend. Arizona's a little bit more heavily in that. Pretty balanced between the Broncos and the Raiders. That's the fourth one. Then Giants, Chicago. Those all are top five with 80% or more game ownership. Still a little, you know, a little more spread out than we saw the first couple weeks. So things kind of, especially still a 12-game slate, definitely spreading out there. And the lowest one is still almost 50% game ownership, where we saw 20 and 30% the first 2 weeks of the season, which is the Colts and the Titans. I'll have a little bit on that later. Playbook, this is where I'm hitting. Someone asked me about this, and so I want to make sure I hit on it. Sometimes I forget we get, you know, new people and stuff that – so what I'm hitting here is a little bit of ones that will lean into stacks at the end of the pod, and then also guys in spots, especially your running back wide receivers, that I may like regardless where you're not thinking about stacks all the time, right? So at the end, I talk about the stacks that I like for the week, the mini stacks, correlations, stuff like that. These guys, to lead off the pod, and I'll go a little quicker here, are guys that I would fill in my player pool around my stack building, right? So we say one-offs, however you want to do that. Guys I like, regardless of the situation, could be involved in stacks, but I may have stacks being built, and these guys would be fill-in pieces per se. Most time quarterbacks, not really, because you're going to try to stack most of them, but this week maybe not. Or some weeks you just go naked quarterback. But running backs, wide receivers specifically are guys that I may or may not use in stacks, but I like them as one-off fill-ins for my pool as well. Kick it off with quarterbacks. I like Lamar. I'm interested to see how this ownership goes as we get towards Sunday. He just continues to kill it. And now you've got three quarterbacks priced up. Hurts, Allen, Lamar being sandwiched in the middle. And currently I have him the third in ownership and significantly less than the other two. And I like him. He's at home. I get Buffalo. Still kind of a little banged up there. We need to get an updated report on their defense. But I'll go Lamar at home as a three-point dog if I'm going to pay up. He's definitely one that I like at 8,300. You can pair him if you want. Andrews, then you obviously have some cheaper options. Dobbins, you know, being back, I think will be beneficial as the season continues to go along. I like Hurts, not off of him at all. Allen will be my fade. We'll see that. We'll see that in just a second. So out of those three, I like Lamar the most. I still don't hate Hurst. I just don't know if I want to eat that ownership yet. And then complete fade of Allen right now. Buffalo on the road, coming off the game they had, exhausting game, all that kind of stuff. For the price, I think Buffalo go in there, win, maybe, you know, who knows, but for the price, I'd rather go elsewhere this week for the spot and the situation. If Buffalo is at home, maybe a little bit different, but that's where I'm at as we start out early. Aaron Rodgers is my next one. He's not going to pop off, and I know the offense seems to be a little more run, you know, oriented. I get all that, but at home, 9.5-point favorites, not going to be that highly owned. I could see it being a 300, three touchdown type game from him. And at the price, I don't hate it. You know, $6,300, I got to run that 2 to 3% owned. Heavy favorites. Seems like he found something with Romeo last week. I think all that's positive to him potentially having a pretty good game this week. And I don't mean that the running backs won't. I kind of think it's a good spot that I like so far. Value plays, which I think will be a little bit popular this week just for so much pay-up options. Mariota, I'll go back to. I liked him last week. Falcons were one of my favorite dogs, even though they were 1-point dog or whatever, but qualified as it technically. $5,600 at home. I think a lot of people will be on the Browns in general. I just like this game atmosphere, really. I could see some stacks both sides of it. And I think he could do enough at $5,600 that with Pitts, with London coming along, a really cheap stack, and I'll have this down later, where you could put some high-end pieces and correlated pieces around it outside of that game to potentially have a really good lineup. So he's one I got my eye on. I'll mention Geno. I don't know if I get there, but you know, Detroit has been giving up points, $5,400. Upside is there, and he's got the wide receivers, you know, to get it done. And if Detroit does score, I mean, this is one of the higher totals, 48, and it forces Seattle not to rely on the run. Again, $5,400 is a good price. Potentially, we'll keep an eye on that. My fade, I already mentioned, would be Allen right now. I'd be the lightest on him. Unless something significantly changes with what we think ownership looks like come Sunday morning. Running backs, it'd be Swift or Jamal Williams. It looks more and more like, again, I haven't caught up on most of today's injury update stuff. I'll be doing that tonight, kind of while I got the games on in the background. But assuming that Swift is out, I like Williams, but I think he'll probably garner some pretty good ownership in a good spot at home against Seattle, coming off a big game. We'll see how all that works, but it may just be too good of a situation that at $6,100, I like Jamal Williams. I'll get different elsewhere. Chubb's a guy I like, so that's a potential spot in that Atlanta game. Pretty cheap stack there. You're running back with Chubb, $7,900. I think they will run very well against Atlanta. Atlanta's rush D is not great. Try to control the clock and all that kind of stuff. You know, I got him at 3% right now at $7,900. He's one I got my eye on. Javonte Williams, rinse and repeat for me. Him and Pollard, really, I mean, they just have a different gear. When you see them and they get the ball, you're like, why are they not getting 80% of the touches out of the backfield? I get it, Zeke. I get it, Melvin Gordon. They don't look bad, but these two look good. And he could bust one, both of them. And so he's only 7-8%. I like the Broncos a lot this week against the Raiders. $6,600. I know it's risky, but he does catch out of the backfield at times. He will be utilized there, so it gives a little bit of a boost. So I like Javonte Williams. Some values. Rashad Penny, really just because I like that atmosphere of that game. $4,900 makes it, you know, you could, you know, it's appealing. The question is, does everybody that's doing that Lions-Seahawks game try to put him in to save some money? If we go Penny, we want to make sure we get unique builds around him. If you're just one-off in Penny, maybe that's the thing to do because he's cheap. He allows you to build completely outside of that. Maybe that's an option, and you don't really care how that game turns out because you're saving so much playing him. I actually like Ramondre Stevenson better. I mentioned him a couple times already this year. He's another guy. Looks explosive. I think eventually by the end of the year, he'll be getting the majority of those carries. And I think Belichick will want to keep that game as few as possessions as possible. So at $5,200 against Green Bay on the road, they're going to run both the running backs, but I like Stevenson in general, you know, to burst one and has that physical pounding running that if they're successful running against Green Bay, he's going to keep doing it, especially if Mac Jones is out. I kind of, you know, we'll see how that plays out, but if he can get enough carries at that price, I like him even a little bit more than Penny for only $300 more. Fade for me is Josh Jacobs. I get it. He got involved pretty good. I think Denver's D is legit, and I've been saying that this year. I think they're kind of getting forgotten because everybody's like, God, why is this offense so horrid? You know, so horrible. They're great. They're good. Very, very good and looking better. They're the only reason why Denver's, what are they, 2-1 now? So I get it with Jacobs. I think he caught 5 or 6 balls out of the backfield too. It looks appealing, but I have him as the second highest own on the slate right now, and I don't know if I want to go there because I'd rather eat like Jamal Williams. Let's say he comes in at 24-25%, 61. I love that game atmosphere way more than I do Jacobs going up against that tough Denver defense. Wide receiver plays, I like Metcalf again. Could one off him, could do some mini stacks, lower stacks out of that Seattle-Detroit game. I think he matches up well against them. I like CD. I think we kind of saw like a, you know, the game started out horrible. He drops a wide open touchdown pass, redeems himself. And I just think at home against Washington, a great spot for him no matter who the quarterback is. I'm fairly certain they're not going to roll Dak out there this week. I like CD, and that could be a one-off play. I don't need any big part of that game. I just like him needing all, you know, getting a lot of more catches. And maybe it's good if Cooper – because they seem to get something going there late. You know, maybe that's even better. Christian Kirk is a guy. I kind of like this Jacksonville game this week. And I think most will go Philly side. And so a way we could get unique is still getting whatever Philly piece we want, but going a little heavier on Jacksonville. Or you could do mini correlation or just a one-off with like a Kirk or a Zay Jones. But I kind of like Kirk right now at that price, the spot. It's cheap enough off of some of the way high guys in a really good atmosphere that they could, you know, wind up being a lot of passing. One note I should say, I think I kind of forgot that. If you do think Philly is true to what Vegas is expecting, touchdown type favorite, anything like that, I think games like that, and I played Travis Etienne quite a bit last week, didn't play very much or at all of Robinson. Robinson breaks the big long run, right, for the touchdown. I think you could get some leverage playing Etienne this week because if it's a passing game, he needs to utilize that. I think that's more Etienne than it is Robinson. Just a side note as I was thinking about Christian Kirk there. Some value plays, Richie James. He'll probably be higher owned, but he's not dead man or anything, 4,000. Jones seemed to look his way quite a bit. We know Shepard's out. Kind of need to see what those other wide receivers and what their injuries look like. But I think James could be a pretty good play on Sunday and really one-off. You don't need to get a whole bunch of Giants and Bears, but he'll probably be 10, 12, 13%. But, you know, another guy you could spin off if you want. I still like Zay Jones. I think he still gets a lot of looks from Trevor Lawrence. Again, if you're expecting a higher pace, passing type performance by Jacksonville, $4,200. You save $2,400 off of even Christian Kirk. I don't mind going Zay Jones there. And then DJ Chark. I think, you know, there's some concern about Amari St. Brown. I think he plays and he does well. I mean, he's fine. Obviously, if he's out, Chark gets a big boost. And right now I got him at 3%, $5,000. The 3% goes away if Brown's out because they're going to need him to step up. But I think Chark's going to have a good role in this offense as the year continues on. They're at home, again, against Seattle, not the best defense in the world. I think this could be a good way to get, even if I really, if Brown plays, I like a Detroit stack even more because I can get some cheap, low-owned pieces in those stacks like a Chark at 2 or 3%. My fade right now, and it'll be an asterisk because it would be London – only because he's kind of getting hyped up after last week. Although I don't, if you're going to go stack wise, I don't mind having him in as a mix and match stack. I don't know that I get there as a one-off and just playing him solo. Pretty much just an ownership type deal with the price. You know, he got there last week, hype, going against Cleveland this week. I could see fading him, and I could really see being light on him even in the stack building where you go Mariota, Patterson, Pitts, and that, you know, just a stack there and leave London out makes you unique enough because most people, if they're going to do a stack like that, they're going to go the other way. Let's see. Tight ends. That's easy. I'm going to go Andrews and Pitts. Been playing them. Still going to play them. If you don't want to pay up, I like Ingram for stacks because I think he'll be somewhat popular at $3,400 in that Jacksonville, Philly, people trying to stack that game. So much cheaper than Dallas Goedert. So $3,400. If you want him to get him in stacks, I don't mind that, but he is going to be popular. And I like Bellinger. You know, I think Saul Jones goes away several times on Monday night. Sometimes, you know, he caught a decent amount. But $2,800, especially if some of those wide receivers are banged up. We know Shepard's out, but the other guys are. Maybe you get like a – do I like anybody from Chicago? Because I was thinking, you know, we could go like a three-man mini stack, but I don't think I want three guys from the Bears Giants. So I'd probably just have Bellinger in my pool as a potential one-off at the tight end position because he's cheap. I don't need a lot of that game. He could go, you know, 5 for 50, maybe gets a touchdown, something like that. He's just a guy I think I would throw in my pool if I want to go cheap. Fade right now, Freiermuth's getting a lot of love. I can see him being highly owned at $4,200. I'll probably be lighter, just no part of that this week. Defenses, I like Colts, $3,000. So they're at home against Tennessee. I like Giants, $3,100, at home against the Bears. And then I like the Bears. So both sides of that game, $2,700 if you want to go down. Some of the early chalky Ds is Jets versus Pittsburgh and Cardinals versus Panthers, which I get those, but I don't know if I want to pay up for chalk plus two Ds on the road. I really like to go Ds at home. If I was going out of one of them, I would lean Arizona before I would Jets, you know, if you wanted to go there. $2,800 and $2,600 respectively there. Some gut feel plays that I still like this week. Kyler, I'm not off him. I don't know if I get there because I'm just early in the week still to see how builds go. He's going to be low owned, 4 or 5%, $7,600. I don't see many people going there. If they're going to pay up, they just go find the $600 for Hurts. The only thing that could keep him somewhat owned is that The pay down spot would have been Herbert, but I just don't know what we're getting with Herbert. Is Herbert going to play? I assume he is on the road against the Texans. It's a $500 savings. And then the next highest own in my rankings is Wilson. So he's kind of in la-la land there at $7,600. So I could see people just going, I'd rather just go cheap. I'd rather go Mariota, Smith, Daniel Jones even, whoever, or pay up and make the builds there. So he's kind of on my list. Patterson, who I've mentioned a few times, I don't mind him as a one-off against the Browns, and I don't mind him in some correlated mini-stacks. Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon, depending on how you feel that game goes, I like one or I like either one of them. If you think Jones could get involved more in the passing game, a little bit tighter game, Patriots keep it close type of deal, maybe. More so, I lean Dillon. A, he's cheaper. He's $1,500 cheaper. He'll probably be higher owned. But if Green Bay gets up pretty early and often, then Dillon could be that kind of hammer guy late, just getting carry after carry after carry. So both those guys are on my radar. Do some more digging as we get the content out over the weekend. Tony Pollard, he's kind of like Javonte for me. I just love the guy, and I think he's so explosive, and I just see him getting more and more opportunities as the year goes along. While they still have wide receiver stuff, I don't know if Gallup's back. He even gets involved at a catching game too. Right now I got him at $6,000, less than 2% owned. So he's kind of there. And Devontae Smith, I don't know if people think – I think what we saw last week is a legit potential. I don't think that's every single week, but I think that relationship's going to continue to go. And for $5,800, he's $1,600 cheaper than A.J. Brown. And right now I got him as a third of the ownership. I would love some Devontae Smith at that ownership if it stays that way, because I think he's almost as equally as likely to have an upside ceiling game as A.J. Brown at this point in time, that if a lot of people are going to go in that Philly Jags game, but they're going to try to stuff A.J. Brown and whoever from the Jags, and maybe they try to get both, and I can see that. I like Devontae, so he's kind of on my list there. Favorite stacks for me, Ravens, obviously, Lamar, Andrews. I like Dobbins, so I think you can mix and match him in there. And then, I think maybe we go – obviously, Bateman is there. He's been getting there a little bit. But I think Duvernay is still a potential. Now, this is probably more if you really think this game just keeps going and going and shooting out. I like – you could go Lamar Neckett or Lamar Andrews. Lamar Andrews, Dobbins, and be done with it. But if you want to get, what is Duvernay? I had him marked here. 1 second. There we go. $4,100. I got him at 1% owned in a game environment that he could bust open. I mean, that's a way to get different when a lot of people are going to be involved in that Ravens-Bills game. Packers, I just talked about. I don't think that's going to be a very popular stack. I just see people going, oh, Green Bay's going to get up, run the ball. Don't really want. I saw an over-under for Rodgers passing yards, like 240. So I don't see a lot of people getting involved in that. They're one of my lowest own. They're actually my sneaky stack per se. I had another one. I have two, them and the one you're hearing in a minute. But so you can go Rodgers, one of the backs, Romeo, Lazard, Tanyan, mix and match. It could be a small stack. Rodgers, one wide receiver, and then like Aaron Jones, something like that, or A.J. Dillon. And that's it. And then run it back with, Ramondre Stevenson. There's a four-man stack. You don't use a ton of your money comparatively, and you can pay up now for some of these other good spots on the slate, do a couple mini correlated stacks around that. Same with the next one, Falcons. Mariota, Patterson, London, Pitts. I think you can mix and match there, and you could be light on London if you want to and kind of be different that way. What do I got at Atlanta? What do we got Atlanta at game-wise? Yeah, 40% owned, so they're – you're probably top 9 or 10 on the list. So you could play London. I don't remember what I said earlier now, but I probably lean more to playing London in stacks only as opposed to people just throwing them in as a one-off. Because the stack doesn't look like it's going to be uber popular, and that's a pretty cheap stack that you could build other things around. Some mini stacks. I kind of like Geno Metcalf, and maybe we go Penny. Maybe you go Lockett. I just don't know if I believe enough in Seattle yet to go two wide receivers. So I'd probably go Geno, one of the wide receivers, whether you like Lockett or Metcalf. Maybe you throw in a cheap Penny and then run it back with whatever Detroit you like. If Brown plays, you go Brown and you like him. Or you go Chark if you think that's, super sneaky. Or you go Geno, Penny, Metcalf, run it back with Jamal Williams and even Brown, not a lot of people are going to go that route in that stack build. And then you've saved a decent amount of money to still have some pieces around there. If Brown's out, or if you go, I'll just fade Brown this week, I'm going to go Chark, something like that. I think that works just as well. Chubb, so mini sacks I like. Chubb, and then you could go just Chubb, Patterson, London, Pitts, one of those three. Just a two-man correlated stack out of that game. Cleveland establishes a run, going to pound it. You could even go Hunt, but Chubb probably this game script goes more towards a lot of running, a lot of Chubb, and one guy from Atlanta that you think could kind of go off. You could go two and not fully stack it with Mariota and all that. Maybe go Chubb, Patterson, Pitts, and leave London out. Three-man stack out of there, build around it. Henry Pittman, I think – That is a combo that fits what I was talking about earlier. You get a cheap Mariota stack, you get a cheap Geno stack. Now you can come and go where no one's going as one-offs. You take Derrick Henry, who I think I got a sneaky feeling on him this week that he has a pretty good game. $8,300 Henry, no one's paying that right now, and run it back with Pittman. That two-man correlation with a cheap main stack. Because it's 7,200. No one's going Pittman Henry for $15,500 right now. Both have the capability of having great games, and they don't even have to be in your main stack, right? So something like that could be a little bit different. Back to that Philly game, you could go Sanders, Kirk, or you go Sanders, Ingram. That's a way that I don't think Sanders is just, popping off the chart for everybody. I think I'm like 5%, little small stack out of that game that no one else is going to have. And maybe how do I get to a super chalky Ingram? We go Sanders Ingram out of that game, and that's it, a little mini stack, and build something else around it. That's a way to get in that environment that's going to be popular, but no one's going to have that kind of correlation. You could still do a three-man out of that situation as well. If you like Christian Kirk, Ingram, Sanders, most people aren't going to play Philly without playing Hurts. So is it, a little more risk reward? Sure. But just giving you some ideas there. My sneaky stack of the week, I don't know if I do this for sure, but I like the Browns in general. And I think that game could be a little more scoring than what others think. So maybe you go Brissett, Chubb or Hunt, throw in one wide receiver, and run it back with the Atlanta guys we've already mentioned several times. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's $4,000. Super cheap mini stack there if you go that route. Amari Cooper, if you think Cooper's a guy relatively still low in a good atmosphere, go Brissett, who's got a little bit. He could sneak one in every once in a while. Chubb, Cooper, run it back with Pitts, Patterson, or just Pitts. Pitts London. I mean, something like that is a way to get a little bit different in that game. My two favorite against the spread picks, I like the Broncos +2.5, Steelers -3. Bengals would be on there, but obviously this will probably get out right before the game starts, but I don't want to do that. So those are my two favorite, Broncos and Steelers. My upset of the week are the Ravens over the Bills. Ravens are getting 3. Survivor pick, I think if you have not used them, I think you got to go Packers. I just don't. At home, Patriots are banged up. I know it's hard to go against Belichick, just in general, but maybe Philly. I know quite a few people that used Philly last week, but Philly against Jacksonville at home. I like what Jacksonville's shown, but you would think Philly gets that win at home. But my favorite is the Packers for sure. Underdog price picks. Link is in the description. Use the code GUP. $1-for-$1 match up to $100. My underdog plays of the week. This is a 6X pick'em. I like Justin Jefferson over 15.5 fantasy points, Richie James over 7.95 fantasy points, and then Chubb over 97.5 total yards. My prize pick plays of the week so far, I have Jefferson over 85.5 receiving yards, Chubb over 88.5 rushing yards, Aaron Rodgers over 234.5 passing yards, Mark Andrews over 64.5 receiving yards, and Javonte Williams over 50.5 rushing. You can mix and match those five how you want. You can play all five in the same play if you want. Those are the five I like. I'll add it. Any that I add, I throw into the GC Slack channel. We have a channel for prize picks, underdog, all that kind of stuff. Don't forget, COIN gets you 20% off any package. Locked In for Life includes a 7-day risk-free trial if you've not been a member before. The Audible live preview member chat normally go live 10:30 Eastern. We'll see. Let me see how that Jaguars. I'm so used to Jaguars playing in London. Minnesota game, what time it starts and how that flows. Ideally, if we can nail that around halftime, that'd probably be good. So I'll let you guys know what time we go live, though, for Sunday. College Football Pod will be out tomorrow. Don't forget, if you were a PayPal member at some time, we sent out a bunch of emails. We stopped using them last March. We've kind of got through the big rush here in the fall. We'll have another big one of renewals. You will not renew if you were on PayPal. We are sending out emails. We've been sending them out since March. We went to one provider, one processor. That's super easy and better on our end. You'll get an email with the code that keeps your pricing locked in for life. So if you missed it, didn't see it, didn't realize it, shoot me a DM on Twitter, Slack, whatever, or email me at support@gupscorner.com, and we'll get you taken care of on that if you got missed on some of that. Appreciate all you guys. Enjoy the football tonight. Bobby's pod will be out tomorrow. Tons of games tomorrow and Saturday. Premium members, all content is caught up. I'll have the rest out throughout the weekend, and we'll have a good weekend of football. Have a good evening. Good night.